Books on Tape presents The Lost Summer of Louisa May Alcott, written by Kelly O'Connor McNeese, read by Emily Janice Card. Don't laugh at the spinsters, dear girls, for often very tender, tragical romances are hidden away in the hearts that beat so quietly under their sober gowns. Little Women. Boston, Massachusetts, to Walpole, New Hampshire, October 25th, 1881. Louisa May Alcott approached the ticket window of the Boston passenger station, clutching a large case and a black parasol. She asked for the tickets on hold under her name. She'd written a week before to reserve them. The clerk's forehead gleamed, wet in the heat of his cramped booth. He held her gaze a moment longer than was proper, and began to ask a question, then stopped. He seemed to decide that if this well-dressed woman was who he thought she was, he probably shouldn't ask for confirmation. He took the money she offered and gave her back the change. It was a brisk autumn day, and the platform was blustery. Louisa felt the skirts of her slim black dress swirl around her ankle boots, the pair she'd had for years. The pair she'd worn in Rome, in the cathedrals, in Nice, in the parlor of the Paris Inn where she'd shared wine with a Polish revolutionary as he described the deaths of all his friends. The boots were sturdy, but the leather was cracked. She could afford to buy new ones. She could afford to buy just about anything she wanted now, though it hadn't always been that way. In her childhood poverty, she had looked with breathless, guilty glee at the fashion plates in Godey's Ladies, memorized every ruffle.